Down on the car deck of the Malaspina, with the echoing strains of the Ratfish Wrangler's No Nookie Like Chinookie in the background, Jacob Bruce grabs a slimy silver herring, takes aim at the basket, and makes the shot.
So why did you want to play the stinky fish game?
Well, I just thought it looked like fun.
The stinky fish game might not be its official name, but even as a nickname, it's apt.
Were they stinking?
Yeah.
Michael Abbott is one of the game coordinators. Standing at the basket end of the game, he cheers on the young players and collects the flung herring, which are recycled at the end of each round.
I was just hoping you could tell me a little bit about the stinky fish game.
The stinky fish game is we have a bag of herring that the kids take barehanded and throw into the basket, and they win a prize. They get as many chances as they want. Yeah.
Okay. So as long as they can stand handling the stinky fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you get gloves.
I get gloves, yeah, because I got to be here reaching there.
Yeah.
Linda Hall was in charge of another game, not stinky.
What is your game?
This one is throw the bear in the basket. So you have a spot for 6-year-olds and then 7 to 12, and then the big people. So if you were to try it, you'd have to stand back there.
As visitors head upstairs, the party's a little more quiet, but they and ferry employees alike continue smiling and enjoying the celebration. Many tour the ship by themselves, wandering through the decks, examining displays and admiring artwork. Others take advantage of organized activities.
Guests on board the Malaspina, for those of you that have just joined us recently, we are doing guided tours to the bridge every 10 minutes. You do need to come down to the purser's counter.
Small groups take turns going up to the bridge, which is a 2-stairwell journey from the main cabin deck.
And this is the boat deck. And one more up is the bridge.
On the bridge, surrounded by complicated equipment, Chief Mate Gabe Bayless, looking sharp in full uniform, answers questions ranging from technical to curious.
What's that?
That is the whistle.
I wish we could.
Back down another set of stairs on the observation deck, U.S. Forest Service interpreter Faith Duncan talks about recreational opportunities on the Tongass National Forest.
So for the Tongass, 17 million acres, but you've got over...
The historic interpreter program has been cut significantly this year. Of the 11 ships in the fleet, only the Matanuska will continue to offer the program. That ferry sails through the inside passage from Prince Rupert, British Columbia, to Haines and Skagway. Also up on the Malaspina's observation deck and wearing an appropriate level of rain gear is one of the ferry passengers, Kevin Walker. He lives in Homer, but he used to live in Auk Bay. He says he installed computer equipment on the ferries 20 years ago that allowed the ships to confirm credit card charges before docking.
Lots of times they'd make a floppy disk and they'd run up to the terminal after they docked, and they would, in the terminal, put the disk in their computer and check it and say, oh, this guy's spent all his money on vacation, he can't pay his bill. Don't let him get off the boat. Well, by that time, he's off the boat down the road. And so they wanted a system where they could check it at sea.
At 4 a.m. on his 50th birthday, Walker says he shinnied up the Malaspina's mast to get wiring installed for that program. And it took longer than he thought. So long, he almost had to take an unplanned trip to Skagway. Now, 20 years later, he's riding the ferry for the system's 50th anniversary celebration from Ketchikan to Wrangell, Petersburg, Tracy Arm, and Juneau. Back down on the car deck, the Ratfish Wranglers are still performing as kids continue to throw stinky fish into the basket. The party is winding down, though, and soon Captain John Falvey, general manager of the Marine Highway System, comes out to announce the winners of the Salmon Recipe Contest. Earlier, up at the Ketchikan Visitor Bureau's Berth 3 Center, judges tasted and ranked the recipe submissions, which ranged from chunks of lightly smoked white king salmon to a salmon pizza. Among the judges were Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer and City Mayor Lou Williams III. Here's Kiefer.
It had a light taste of cumin and a little bit of a nutty flavor. I truly enjoyed that one.
Did you pick your favorite?
We're mayors. They're all our favorites.
Williams was equally noncommittal.
Very creative. Some of them really came up with an interesting combination, which I would have never guessed of. So it turned out great. And anytime they want me to test food, I'll do it.
Third place went to Terry Hoyt. There was a tie for second with Dick Miller and Sonia Alvarez taking that award. First place went to Renee Ditton, who won a golden ticket. That's a $500 coupon for travel on the Alaska Marine Highway System. Falvey also took the opportunity to thank everyone who helped.
We really appreciate the community of Ketchikan, because that's really what this is about, along with the Marine Highway System. And thank everyone for, celebrating with us today. My personal thanks. Thank you.
The Malaspina, along with the Matanuska and the Taku, was built 50 years ago in 1963. In addition to the dockside celebration, the Malaspina sailed around Revillagigedo Island, including a tour through Misty Fjords National Monument. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.